breaking twist in the death of wrestling legend Hulk Hogan. The 71-year-old icon died on July 24th, officially from a heart attack. But now, police are investigating whether a surgical mistake played a role. According to a witness, an occupational therapist who was with Hogan when he collapsed, a surgeon may have damaged his phrenic nerve during neck surgery in May. That nerve controls breathing, and damage can cause sudden respiratory failure. Witnesses say Hogan didn't clutch his chest like a typical heart attack. He simply stopped breathing. Hogan's widow, Sky Daly, confirmed the nerve was compromised and that an autopsy was performed, though results haven't been released. His daughter, Brooke Hogan, is demanding answers and says her father has not been cremated while the family considers an independent autopsy. Clearwater police confirmed the case is active, with medical records under review and multiple witness interviews underway. If confirmed, this could turn into a major medical malpractice case involving one of the most famous names in sports entertainment. This story is still developing. Follow for updates.